This half hour of the iWorkframe radio broadcast is brought to you by Nepsis. When you invest with clarity, you have better wealth and a better life. Clarity is the single largest challenge keeping investors from achieving more. Visit Nepsis online at nepsiscapital.com.
Who do you work for?
You work for someone.
Are you just there for the paycheck?
Your clients, your boss, your family, your car payment, yourself, or your Lord?
What if God has more for you at your 9 to 5?
Each one of us has a calling. Have you heard this before? Your workplace is your mission field, wherever that may be. You're either all in or all out. Are you for Him?
Hey, Jim. Who do you work for?
I work for Him. I work for Jesus Christ.
Welcome to I Work for Him. Join the I Work for Him Nation at iworkforhim.com. That's iwork4him.com. And now your hosts, Jim and Martha Brangenberg.
Broadcasting from the heart of the I Work for Him Nation to Christ followers working in cities all over the United States, you've tuned into the fastest 1 hour in Christian talk radio. Hey, thanks for tuning into I Work for Him this afternoon as we broadcast you right out of Austin, Texas. So excited to be on the road for a month-long road trip, capturing stories about what God is doing all over the country. And we are at on location at Sedera Health and the Caris Group, courtesy of Tony Dale and his teams. And you're going to get to hear some incredible stories today. But Martha, before we get going on the show, why don't you tell people how we'd love for them to connect with us while we're on the road?
All right. So Jim, one of the things that we tend to do when we travel is use Facebook a lot to just keep people on the journey with us. So they can go out and follow us and like us on Facebook. I Work for Him. That's I Work the number for Him. And you can follow us there, see what we're doing. I mean, see the great barbecue place that we ate last night. We said we would give a shout out to Mackenzie,
right,
who served us at the Barbecue Depot.
In Vidor, Texas.
Yes, Vidor.
Vidor, Texas. Vidor, Texas.
Yes,
exit
it was excellent.
Exit 862B on I-10 in Texas. If you are driving on I-10, you have got to get off there. Check out the Barbecue Depot.
So if they go to our Facebook, they'll see the little video we even did with Mackenzie that we met there at the barbecue place and enjoyed that. And then, no, Texas is full of those kinds of places. But there's a lot of people that come here for travel, so guys, check it out. Let's get them, you know, on the map.
That's right. So shout out.
It's a little scary at the intersection getting off the highway because there's like 12 choices of which road to turn. But we made it.
Ask your GPS to tell
you
where to go. Siri will tell you where to go, whether you want to or not. All right. Many of you listening today have been asked to go on short-term missions trips. You've been asked to go overseas. Why? It's a good question because there's lots of mission work to be done right here in the United States of America. But that's not the point, is it really? Short-term trips are much more about the impact on you than on the people you interact with when you're overseas. So what about bringing that impact to the workplace? What about bringing some people from your team on a short-term trip overseas to interact with Jesus followers overseas? Number one, does it make sense? Is it legal? Isn't it super expensive? Isn't there work that should be done instead of taking off and going overseas? Well, today, like I said, we're on location in Austin, Texas. Talking with a couple of people from the Caris Group. You can check them out online, thecarisgroup.com. Thecarisgroup.com, I believe that's right, isn't it? That's right, thecarisgroup.com. I had it in my head right. We've got CEO Kim Evans, and we've got Jennifer January. Love that name. They're both going to share about their story. Jennifer and Kim, welcome to I Work for Him.
Thank you so much. We're delighted to be here.
No, we hope you feel that way at the end of the show. That's what I always tell people. When people say, they're like, I hope you feel good about it at the end. You know, guys,
I don't know if they think that's funny or not.
I don't know, but I always think it's funny. I do. I think it's funny. I just want to make sure people haven't driven them crazy and they're not begging and looking for the time when they're done. Okay, so Jennifer, we're going to start with you, Kim. That's what I said. How did you become a follower of Jesus?
Well, it really started before I even had a choice in the matter. Through my family. I grew up in a church, Southern Baptist on one side and then Catholic on my mom's side. And so I was always in a church, either in mass or at on my father's side. They were Southern Baptist Pentecostal.
So they're Bapticostals.
Oh, yeah.
All right.
So there was always a church thing, a church play, a church event, a church bake sale, a church this. I mean, I lived in the church. In fact, when I graduated from high school, I was so churched up, I thought, well, and when I went to college, I said, enough of that. And I just thought, okay, well, I just need a break. But it wasn't long before I found my way back. But yeah, that church was my life. I just grew up that way.
So at what point in time did you make that connection then between your faith and your work?
Yeah. As I said, I took a break in college and I found church again, but I felt I found it for me, because before it was just mandated by my parents. You will go to church. You will do this. You will do that. But as an adult, I came back to the church with some spiritual maturity. And I realized the blessing that I achieved by having this personal connection, which I have to say I didn't have as a child, because I was just essentially doing what I was told.
Right.
As an adult, I realized that there was really a relationship to be had with God. And once I had really developed that relationship with God, I just really understood my purpose. And my purpose was anytime I engage with someone to really talk about my relationship with God. So I would really have this kind of personal prayer. God, what do you want me to share with this person today? And then I realized, well, it shouldn't stop at any border. I worked in corporate America, so In the United States, you can't be, you have to really use discretion with that. So at that point, the way that I would engage at work is just really do what Jesus does, act like Jesus, follow the practices. And I just really felt I had success when I stayed on that journey.
Very cool.
You know, I love something that you just said. You said it doesn't, don't let it stop at the border. You know, a lot of times we do put borders in our life and we say, not in this area, not in this, I'm going to protect these areas. But having that perspective that Jesus Christ is a part of everything that we do, and that you can take him into the workplace. In fact, he's going to go. It's whether you join him on the journey when you're there.
That's exactly right. And really, when I moved back to God and really accepted Jesus in a very deliberate way, I came to the conclusion, or at least my sense was, I don't really know how people carry on without this relationship. I just don't even know how that works.
Well, and I think that's a lot of what we need to realize, is that the world around us is living without hope, and they are looking for answers, and Jesus is the answer to all the questions that they're asking. And yet we, as Jesus followers, so often don't live that compelling life for the people to see, well, we really have the answer. And yet you understand that now, but you had to realize, wow, that Jesus applied to everything you do. Not just, you weren't a Monday morning atheist. It had to bridge that gap. It had to get past that wall from Sunday to Monday to realize, hey, everything about me is impacted by my relationship with Jesus.
That's exactly right. And I would come across people who really needed help, and the kind of help they needed was, I've always been really good and committed to people development, but I connected the dots with this person is really lacking just a spiritual compass. What is the really root cause of what's going on with them is this void and this lack of relationship. And that's when I realized I really need to make sure that in every encounter at work, Jesus needs to be present. We need to just let God have his way here.
So you alluded to your college career and then in corporate America, and now you're here at the Caris Group.
Yes.
Tell us a little bit about that journey. Like what is your journey been? I don't know what your training was in college and that kind of thing.
Yeah. So I went to college as an engineer. I was actually going to, I'm from Michigan. So I went to college to design cars. And then I met my husband in college, and he was recruited to Texas. So I was not able to really, there's no car designing and going on in Texas. So when I started submitting applications, I would get comments like, well, we'll see if you can help us design oil equipment. Or it's like, no, that's not what I really do. I design, I build. And then I really realized God spoke to me in a very clear way. You're a builder. Mm. And you're a fixer. And so I started taking on these assignments where people would enlist me to do just that. We want you to start this new department from scratch. Well, what do you have in mind? We have no idea.
Just do it.
You figure it out, what it looks like. Or we have this team that's underperforming and we need you to turn it around. Well, what is the problem? Well, can you get in there and figure it out and let us know? And so that just wow. Really gave me a great platform to really let Jesus.
And when we come back, lots more from Kim Evans and Jennifer January as they talk about the impact of missions on their workplace. We'll be right back.
How would you like to own your own business and honor and glorify God within that business? Office Pride Commercial Cleaning Systems, an award-winning faith-based commercial cleaning franchise system, has been around for 27 years and is now offering franchises in the I Work For Him listener area. If you'd like to know how you can participate in this faith-based business culture while being a 100% owner of your own growing franchise, visit Office Pride today at officepridefranchise.com. or call 850-291-0724. Office Pride has proven systems that will teach you everything you need to know about the commercial cleaning industry and how to scale a business within that industry. Office Pride is looking for business builders like you. To check out this amazing opportunity, visit officepridefranchise.com. That's officepridefranchise.com or call 850-291-0724. Office Pride, their values make them different. OfficePrideFranchise.com.
Bel Air Wealth Management is a loyal I Work For Him radio partner, committed to helping clients maintain an eternal perspective regarding finances. Wealth advisors Luke Andrews and Dave Cruz have dedicated themselves to biblically responsible investing. When you invest with Bel Air Wealth Management, you can rest assured your dollars align with God's heart. Call Luke Andrews at 727-798-4188 or find Luke and Dave online at bwmadvisors.com. That's bwmadvisors.com.
If you are a Christian believer, God placed you where you live to help your neighbors become vibrant, reproducing disciples of Jesus Christ. Sign up free at blesseveryhome.com and you'll receive a map and list of your neighbors along with the tools to pray for them by name, care for, and share the gospel with them. Join Bless Every Home and see how prayer can change your community. blesseveryhome.com. Sign up free at blesseveryhome.com. BlessEveryHome.com.
Hey, thanks for tuning in to I Work For Him this afternoon as we broadcast you from Austin, Texas. Martha and I on location at the Caris Group, courtesy of Tony Dale and his team. You can check out the Caris Group online, thecarisgroup.com, thecarisgroup.com, and that's with a K. And we've got Kim Evans, CEO, and we've got Jennifer January, and we're going to hear from Jennifer in just a second, but Kim, let's just take a second. Let's talk about the Caris Group. We got a lot of people listening to the show today that are out there in corporate America, and those organizations have health insurance. They have health care they're providing their employees. How does the Caris Group help those organizations be more efficient and effective with the health care that they're providing?
Yeah, Caris, just as we all know, if you're not well and you're not healthy, you cannot deliver on your purpose. It's just really difficult. That is a big inhibitor. Mm. So that really was one of the big draws for me to Caris, because who doesn't want to make sure that people are doing well? And where Caris really is a blessing to their communities is that we help health care insured plans, employers, and healthcare insurance companies attract and retain members by making sure that their members have quality care at an affordable price. And we do that through navigation, steering patients who have been diagnosed with an illness to the right provider or right care provider based on their criteria and based on the best price. And we also help them manage their costs through bill negotiation.
Wow, very good. And I'm going to ask you for some specifics, because all the stuff you said, some people are going, what? What did they do? But what's cool is that one of the things I've learned from Tony Dale is that this all started because he had to have his knee operated on, and he got a bill for $15,000, and after he's negotiated the bill down to like $1,500. This was a lot of years ago, but the whole idea is you're trying to make sure that insurance companies or healthcare sharing organizations like Sidera Health don't pay too much for a procedure. You guys actually help those bills make sure they're really in line. Don't you do that too?
That's exactly right. So we have technology, and we have really combine technology plus the human touch to make sure that the members and employees are getting fair pricing for their healthcare procedure.
Excellent. And they can find out more about that at thecarisgroup.com, the Caris, K-A-R-I-S, group.com. So, Jennifer January, you are joining
That's
us
like a
today.
Movie star name, by the way.
I know, Jim's all about that. He's like, what can we do with that?
That's Jennifer so January.
That's so awesome. But, thank you for joining us. We're going to get into your story, but the first thing that we want to just let our listeners know is how you became a Jesus follower.
Yeah. So when I was about 13 years old, my friend invited me to her youth group, and growing up, I believed there was a God, but I didn't really know what that meant to me, and there were moments when I could tell that I wasn't good enough, and I didn't know if he would still love me, and I really didn't understand the gospel. And when I was 13 years old, I went to my friend's youth group, and I started making friends and experienced a community of people who really loved each other and encouraged each other, and I started hearing more about who Jesus is and what the gospel really says, that it's not about us and being good enough, but that Jesus died for us so that he could restore his relationship with us and give us purpose and hope. And so the more I started hearing truth and reading the Bible with friends, it all kind of clicked in my mind. And so throughout high school, I grew up in my relationship with God and really started to learn more about what it means to follow him. And throughout college, got to experience living with other believers and going back to my apartment and praying with them and turning to the Word when we had questions and things like that. So,
wow, that's awesome. So I don't know if people can tell, but you are younger than us. So one of the things that I am always very curious about is, did you have to have somebody tell you that there was a connection between your faith and your work? Or as you were growing in your walk with Christ, did that just seem natural to you?
Yeah, that's a great question. I think somewhere in between. I actually had the blessing of my first job was actually in ministry, so I kind of went through a different process coming here.
So explain what that means.
Yeah, what do you mean by that?
So
would say your job here at the Caris Group is also ministry.
It is, exactly.
And so I think, but that's not what you meant, was it?
My first job had the title of being a ministry position, and so I worked for a college campus ministry in Germany. And so my everyday role was a very active ministry role in talking to students about their faith and encouraging them.
In Germany? Because there wasn't college students to talk to here in the States? You want to go to Germany or what?
Yeah, that's a longer story, but...
there's a boy involved, isn't there?
Okay, not in this one, but... Right. but when I came back, I think that helped me to have that mentality that that every day... faith is not compartmentalized. It's not a separate part of our life, but it's part of our everyday life. And just because I'm not being paid as a missionary or something here, it doesn't make it any different. I'm still, God has just as much purpose for me here in an office as he did in Berlin, whether I'm talking with people who don't know Jesus and are living in a country that's very far from Jesus, or sitting here on the phone with people.
You're saying you're not being paid to be a missionary here at the Caris Group?
He's tripping you. He's tripping you up, isn't he?
I'm telling you that I think you've got some mental change. We got to shift that a little bit, Jennifer, because I believe you are being paid to be a missionary here at the Caris Group. Because don't you have the freedom when you're talking with customers, if somebody shares something rough going on in their lives, don't you have the freedom to talk with them about your faith with them?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah, I do. Ooh,
that sounds
huge...
like missions work.
Yeah.
So have you ever had the opportunity to pray with customers?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That sounds like mission work, too. Huh, I think you're being paid as a missionary.
Yeah, you could definitely say that.
Okay, I did just say that. I just want to make sure you saw it because it's so important that you see that. And everybody listen to the show today. So describe your position here at the Cares Group. What is it that you do?
Yeah, so as Kim was describing, a big part of what our company does is negotiate people's medical bills to a more reasonable price because, as most people know, there's just the healthcare system in the States is very broken. There's a lot of inflation and a lot of broken pieces to it, but
so because our country's broken.
Yeah, because we're humans and we're all broken.
And we live in a sinful world.
Yeah, so. And so I'm one of those people who actually is on the phone negotiating people's medical bills with the healthcare providers, so with hospitals and someone else in a billing office somewhere. So I talk through the bills with them and try and come down to a more reasonable price. But with that comes conversations with the patients themselves. So I do talk to a lot of patients who are in very difficult financial situations and are really stressed and concerned and overwhelmed by the weight of these huge bills that are just completely unrealistic for anyone to pay, no matter what their financial situation is. So that has brought a lot of opportunities to pray for people. And I think now I'm trying to kind of, lately I've been thinking more through, how do I bridge those conversations of not just praying for someone, but then also asking them more about their spiritual journey and where they are. And because there are so many opportunities that I get to talk to people and hear their process or where they are in their life. And they share some really difficult things, and sometimes people end up talking about other things going on in their lives, not just the financial burden, but other personal issues they're going through. And lately I've been thinking through more, okay, how do I bridge these conversations and ask questions more about their spiritual journey? Because God is working in their lives, whether or not they see it.
And you're talking on the phone all day long. I mean, you get a headset on all day long, you're talking to people. What an incredible opportunity. You're getting paid to minister to people because you're ministering to them by lowering their bills because you're bringing peace to them. Mm-hmm. And you're also, and when you're talking to the people at the hospitals or whatever, the medical billing companies, because you're being nice to them, they actually, you're ministering to them as well because they're used to being screamed and yelled at. Mm-hmm. And I'm guessing that Jennifer January is not screaming and yelling. Isn't that true?
That is true, yes.
Kim Evans, as a CEO, it's got to make you just, I would say, beam inside to hear that story, to hear the attitude of one of your employees as she looks at her work as mission work. How intentional is that for you as a CEO to make sure your people can see that?
Well, you know, I'm proud of, I have to tell you, I'm just, being at Caris is, for me, a liberating experience. I have, as I said, shared my faith in my workplace before, but now I can pray before a meeting. Mm-hmm. We can start meetings in prayer. We can ask for prayer requests. And when we're at the lunch table in the kitchen having have fellowship, we share our stories. I mean, the group here, the team is just so phenomenal because they are totally plugged in and they use God. And they let God enter the conversations that they're having, as you said, with the hospital administrator and with the patients. And sometimes the patients just, they have so much sadness and frustration because of the way that Jennifer and others at Caris interact with them. They just let go and sometimes pray together.
And that is so powerful when you get to realize that, I mean, everybody around us, we're surrounded by hurting people everywhere we go, whether they're here at work or whether they're our customers, whether they're our vendors, whether the people we're in line next to at McDonald's or at the, you know, at the car wash or in the grocery store. We're surrounded by hurting people, and to recognize that we've got the answer to their hurt. When we come back, you're going to hear lots more from Kim Evans and Jennifer January, and we're going to hear about how missions has come to play a critical part at the Caris Group. Don't go away. You're listening to I Work For Him from Austin, Texas.
Sidera delivers a fresh approach that's reshaping the healthcare landscape. How? We provide uncommonly high levels of service and a superior healthcare experience while delivering tremendous value for members and their families. The Sedaris solution blends several service options to offer our members a high-quality healthcare solution at a low cost. Sedera members typically save 30 to 60% compared to other healthcare options. For large, unexpected medical expenses, Sedera's community is here to help. There are no out-of-network concerns when it comes to medical costs. Members can visit the physician, clinic, or hospital that best meets their needs when they're sick or injured. At Sedera, we're building a new kind of community, one whose members commit to pursuing a healthy lifestyle and sharing the cost of medical care. We would love for you to join us and invite you to reach out today.
Online at Sedera.com. That's Sedera.com.
As an apartment management professional, wouldn't you like to increase revenue without raising rent? Installing individual unit water meters allows for direct billing of residents and creates a revenue recapture strategy that adds to your bottom line without increasing rent. It also lowers consumption 20 to 40%. Think Utility Services has been in business since 1957 and has helped property management companies increase profit for over 50 years. Find out how today. Call 888-MY-METER or visit thinkutilityservices.com.
Most condo communities include water as part of the monthly fee. Some residents conserve to subsidize those that consume. Stop paying for your neighbor's water. Have Think Utility Services install individual meters and pay only for what you use. Decrease water consumption by 20 to 40%. For over 20 years, Think Utility Services has been helping condo communities save. Call 888-MY-METER today. That's 888-MY-METER today. Go to thinkutilityservices.com.
With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters in Washington. President Trump rolled out another $16 billion in aid for farmers hurt by tariffs slapped on China. And financial markets shook Thursday on the growing realization that the U.S. and China are far from settling a bitter year-long trade dispute. U.S. Agriculture Secretary Sonny Perdue said the first of three payments is likely to be made in July or August and suggested that the U.S. and China were unlikely to have settled their differences by then. The latest bailout comes atop $11 billion in aid Mr. Trump provided farmers last year. The U.S. filed new charges Thursday against WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange, accusing him of placing the United States at risk of serious harm by publishing thousands of secret and classified documents, including the names of confidential sources for American armed forces. On Wall Street, they're down by 286 points. More details at srnnews.com.
Internal Revenue Service. When you owe a personal or business tax debt and can't pay, these three words bring feelings of fear and anxiety. Contact J. David Tax Law, recently voted best tax attorney in Jacksonville by Folio Weekly Readers and selected as a 2019 Ultimate Tax Attorney by the Jacksonville Business Journal. When you owe the IRS or Florida sales tax and can't pay, it's only a matter of time before tax liens, wage garnishments, or bank levies happen to you. Don't wait. Call J. David Tax Law for your no-cost consultation. We take the time to go through your tax problems step by step, explain your options, and how we will resolve your tax issues once and for all. See why J. David Tax Law was voted best tax attorney in Jax. Call now for a no-cost consultation. 904-507-4777. That's 904-507-4777. Or find us on the web at jdavidtaxlaw.com. Peace of mind is only a click or phone call away.
This half hour of the I Work For Him show is brought to you by Sedera Health, reinventing healthcare. A high-end, affordable healthcare solution with no insurance hassles. Online at Sedera.com. That's Sedera.com. Welcome back to I Work For Him as we broadcast you from Austin, Texas. Oh, it's beautiful here today. Of course, a little windier than Florida, but we are surrounded by friends here at Austin, Texas, because we are at the headquarters for Sedera Health and the Caris Group. You've heard us mention them on the air many times. If you run an organization and you're sick and tired of your healthcare solution, These are the people you should be talking to. They have a solution to change America. If you've got a connection to the Health and Human Services Secretary in D.C. or to the president, you need to get them a meeting with these people. Sedera.com and thecarisgroup.com, they have solutions that are really centered around truth, because all true solutions come from God. These guys are living it out each and every day. We got Jennifer January in here. Jennifer, what was your title? We never said what your title is.
Yeah, I'm a patient advocate.
Patient advocate, which means you're advocating on behalf of patients, which that's super nice, helping them negotiate down their bills. And we've got Kim Evans in here. She's the CEO of the Caris Group. Kim, I know that's a newer title for you, but how fun for you to be part of a group where you said you've been able to live out your faith here. There's nothing to hold you back. You get to just be who Jesus is in you each and every day.
Every day. It's totally, I'm telling you, I've been set free. And we talk about we're free to talk about how God and Jesus plays a role in our life, guides us in all we do. Our prayer is, there's a saying that I love that Abraham Lincoln made famous, where someone suggested, one of his soldiers said, "May God be with us," and Lincoln said, "May we be with God." So our prayer is that may we be with God in our thoughts, our acts, and our words.
You know, that's such a great word, because one of the things that I want to just make sure that our listeners are aware of the fact is that this is not what most people would consider. This isn't like a Christian company in the sense that
there's no such thing. A company can't become a Christian.
Exactly. But it's you're doing a service. You're providing something for organizations, but within the culture. There are so many things, and that's the thing that we love to highlight for our listeners, to challenge them that within their work culture, what can they be doing more intentionally? And one of the things that we want to talk about today is short-term missions trips. And people would be, what? How does a short-term missions trip fit into being a patient advocate at an organization? So you just had a group of people go on a short-term missions trip. Why is that even a conversation we're having here within the context of the Caris Group, Kim?
Well, it's back to what we were talking about earlier. Let's just be borderless, and let's just make sure that everyone has the opportunity to know about God, has the opportunity to develop the knowledge and know-how to connect with God and have that spiritual relationship. And that's the biggest blessing of all. As an organization, if we can enable citizens, wherever they are on this earth, to develop a relationship with God, then that's just so satisfying. I think that we've given them the biggest gift of all.
Mm. So what does that look like within Caris Group? How are you allowing short-term missions trips to happen?
So we'll make sure that we facilitate people like Jennifer and Hayden, who joined her, to take time away from work, from the work that they do every day, to become available for these types of journeys. We also get all the employees, the Caris team involved, and praying for them to wish them well, providing provisions from the team to carry gifts and provisions to carry with. So the whole, although two of them left, and Tony and Felicity, the whole company is behind this and praying for them and supporting them, and just our spirits are with them wherever they go.
So when you have seen, you've talked to other people that have gone on short-term trips that are within the organization, what do you see as the impact when, because Jennifer and Hayden literally got home yesterday, and so you haven't even had a chance to even, you know, download with them. So they're still getting over jet lag, and Jennifer, by the way, you're doing a great job. But you've talked to other people who've gotten a chance to go on trips that are part of the organization, part of Sedera, or part of the Caris Group. What are you hearing about the impact it's making on them as employees?
It's life-changing. It's in talking to some of the employees who went to a previous trip to Ecuador, just really, first of all, deepening their knowledge about other cultures, really understanding that, you know, the hardships that other nations face, and just really praying openly and freely. We take that for granted here. And and there are parts of the organization where it's illegal to even do this. So there is an awareness that this is important work, and that we want to support this. And it's important to make sure that people know that the relationship with God is available to them. And that was just transformational, because, again, growing up in the U.S., we take this for granted.
We
openly
do.
Pray. So going elsewhere, we know.
So, Jennifer, you just got the opportunity to go where?
I went to India. Bangalore.
Where was it?
Bangalore,
India. Mm-hmm. Okay. What was the purpose of your trip?
Yeah, so the purpose of our trip was basically we went to a conference about house churches and church planting movements.
Which is something that Tony and Felicity are just passionately excited about.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and so Hayden and I both had conversations with Tony in the past about...
We keep mentioning Hayden. Yeah. Hayden Hudson was supposed to be on the show with us today, but she got so sick while she was there, she's not able to do the show with us today. So you have to speak on behalf of Hayden at the same time.
Yes, so we had conversations in the past with Tony about the ways that him and Felicity had been involved in house churches, and they're just very passionate about ordinary people hosting house churches, whether it's in their home or in a park or in a coffee shop, that church is who we are. It doesn't have to be this structure or facility. Mm-hmm. And so anyway, they knew that we were interested in that same concept and wanted to learn more about it. So they invited us to go to this conference with the hope that we would continue growing in this journey and learning more about what church really looks like, and also to be thinking about what can that look like back here at the Caris Group, and how can Hayden and I be a part of the process of helping form church here at work. It doesn't have to be this structure, and really when you look at the Bible and read more about the original church in Acts, there's no concept of this Sunday meeting. There's not that's a man-made idea that we have, that we're going to go once a week and meet and go through this process. But instead, we talked a lot about Acts 2:42, which says they devoted themselves to the apostles' teaching and to the fellowship and the breaking of bread and prayer. And those four concepts that's what church is, to be reading the Bible together, have fellowship, eat together. Eating food is so important and bonds people together in such
Amen
a beautiful
to that,
way.
Right,
that's right. That's right. And in Texas, it always has to involve barbecue and good Southern cooking.
Yes.
So you're surrounded. Martha, you had a question.
No, I just, so what in the process at some point, was it months ago that you found out that you were going to be going, or what kind of preparation was there, and how did it involve the group as a whole?
Yeah, that's a great question. So I think it was first brought to our attention maybe in February that it was a possibility. Mm-hmm. And Hayden and I both thought, okay, this would be awesome if it works out, but we're not going to get our hopes up. We'll just wait and see if it actually comes together. And so it was a little up in the air for a while. And we just said, okay, if this is what God wills, it'll happen. And if not, that's okay. But it sounds really amazing if it does work out. And sure enough, it did. And we went, and on the way there, on the plane, we were like, we can't believe we're actually going to India right now. This is so feels so random, but also exciting. And so, yeah, we honestly, there wasn't necessarily a ton of preparation. It was more just, okay, we're going to go open-handed. And Hayden and I both felt so extremely humbled, because we were going to this conference really without anything to give. We weren't going to teach other people. Mm-hmm. We were just going to learn and absorb, and both Hayden and I had been through a training in college about missions and about church planting movements, and so we had learned some, but we, I think, kind of had this prideful American perspective of, oh, Americans need to go to other countries and start these church planting movements and stuff like that, and it was really encouraging for both Hayden and I to see, no, that's not how it works. Like, God is working through these people in beautiful ways. And we got to meet people from India and from Africa and different countries all over the world who God is sparking these movements through them. And it kind of challenged Hayden and I, okay, what can we be doing in our country to be serving the Lord and sparking these movements, and not thinking, oh, we have to go stir things up in other countries, but God has already given us opportunities right here.
So you're surrounded by people all over the world, from all over the world, that are learning about church planting movements, house church planting, because they're not building big buildings and, you know, I mean, they're just not doing that almost anywhere else in the world. What was the most shocking thing you learned? Just leave it at that. What was the most shocking thing you learned or heard from somebody else? Because you were interacting, you heard people's stories and how what it's like for them to live out their faith. Did you hear some stories from people who are like how difficult it is for them to live out their faith where they live? Because you're in India where it's not a Christian country. You heard from people from Africa. What was the thing you're like, wow, I can't believe people have to deal with that?
Yeah, that's a good question. I don't know. So many people that we talked to had such a humble perspective and weren't... They didn't have a spirit of complaint, you know, which was interesting, especially coming from the Western world where we're so used to so many comforts on the side of the world. And we were staying in a place where most of those comforts were the physical comforts of air conditioning, things like that were not part of our picture. But people talked about persecution in the way that God has used that to flame and to purify his church throughout history. And that when the church is under persecution, they focus more on what church really is and that it's who we are. It's not about this structure and what we're doing. So people didn't, I can't think of times that they talked about how challenging it is necessarily, but we talked more about just the ways that God has used persecution, is continuing to bring his glory.
That's just an interesting perspective because I can only imagine in the Western culture that we are exposed to most often is that in a conference like that, a lot of it would be focused around challenges of workspace and the wrong carpet color and, you know, I can't hear because it's too noisy.
But you're talking house churches, so they're not talking about those
kinds of ridiculous things. Totally different perspective.
Right. So when we come back, lots more from Jennifer January, lots more from Kim Evans as they share about, you know, how does sending your employees, giving them an opportunity to get exposed to what Jesus is doing in other parts of the world, how does it impact your organization when they come back? You listen to Our Work for Him as we broadcast from Austin, Texas, at the headquarters of the Caris Group at Sedera Health. Check them out online, thecarisgroup.com.
If you are a Christian believer, God placed you where you live to help your neighbors become vibrant, reproducing disciples of Jesus Christ. Sign up free at blesseveryhome.com and you'll receive a map and list of your neighbors along with the tools to pray for them by name, care for, and share the gospel with them. You can also choose to receive scheduled reminder emails with the next five neighbor homes to pray for that day. Join Bless Every Home and see how prayer can change your community.
The ease of use and convenience has literally taken away every excuse that we could possibly come up with for why we can't engage the Lord on our neighbor's behalf.
What are we waiting on? The harvest is now.
Our prayer is that by the end of 2020, every single home in America is being prayed for by name.
It doesn't cost a thing, but it can mean everything.
BlessEveryHome.com. Join Bless Every Home and see how prayer can change your community.
How would you like to own your own business and honor and glorify God within that business? Office Pride Commercial Cleaning Systems, an award-winning faith-based commercial cleaning franchise system, has been around for 27 years and is now offering franchises in the I Work For Him listener area. If you'd like to know how you can participate in this faith-based business culture while being a 100% owner of your own growing franchise, visit Office Pride today at officepridefranchise.com. or call 850-291-0724. Office Pride has proven systems that will teach you everything you need to know about the commercial cleaning industry and how to scale a business within that industry. Office Pride is looking for business builders like you. To check out this amazing opportunity, visit officepridefranchise.com. That's officepridefranchise.com or call 850-291-0724. Office Pride, their values make them different. OfficePrideFranchise.com.
Welcome back to I Work For Him. As we're talking today with Jennifer January and Kim Evans from the Caris Group right here in Austin, Texas. Martha, we're back in Austin, Texas. We got to have some great barbecue along the way. We should do another shout-out. The Barbecue Depot in Vidor, Texas.
With Mackenzie as our little hostess.
You got a barbecue, and I am going to eat barbecue again today.
People know that. They probably figure you're going to drink a Mountain Dew while you're...
We will have Mountain Dew for lunch today. There's no question.
But it's not all
about
the food, Jim. No,
it's not?
But it is part of the element of good fellowship within the church.
That's
so
right. Okay.
The Book of Acts
Jennifer January just got back yesterday from... Mm-hmm. How many days were you in India?
5 days.
Okay, so wow,
very short.
You flew across the world for 5 days. Okay, mm-hmm. And you spent a day on either side of that traveling, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes, sir.
Yeah, that's right. Okay, so Martha.
Jim, I think it's really important that our listeners get a little bit of more perspective around this whole idea of missions trips and supporting missions within an organization. And Kim, do you guys have this all figured out?
not close, but
you're walking out in some obedience, aren't you?
We are, because you know, we know that this is we've evolved. We used to just support from a financial standpoint missions, and now we need to totally be integrated into participating into that. We know we want to do more of that. Mm-hmm. Jennifer doesn't know this, but we have a town hall coming up, and we're going to save space for her to talk about this in our town hall, because we want to make sure that other members of our team understand the importance of it and the blessing of it. So
that's awesome.
Yeah.
So there are a couple things that the Caris Group has done, and one of them, you guys have a program called First Fruits, where you're giving back of profits into missions organizations, right?
That's right.
And now then sending out employees as well and making that a part of your organization opportunity that you give them, you know, your, I don't know, somehow you've structured it so they're getting time away from their work.
Well, you know, as Jim pointed out earlier, we're missionaries. Every day when we talk to when we serve our clients and we talk to people about how they can have a better experience and a more affordable situation with their health care, that's what we do. That's our core mission. But we also need to also leave room to really execute on the first fruits, to send people out and experience you know, what Jennifer and Hayden and Tony did, which we can't wait to hear about. And but we definitely, although we don't have it figured out, we know we want to do more.
That's awesome.
Jennifer, talk to me about, so the people that you're in, how many people were at this house church conference in India, Bangalore, India?
Mm-hmm. About 50 people.
50 people. Mm-hmm. Okay, so these are all like the top notch, the biggest names in Christendom, right?
The combination, people I had not heard of, but the more I talked to people and heard their stories of how there have been thousands of churches that have branched off of their little house church, they were the kind of people that I've heard stories about and kind of would think, oh my gosh, these people are incredible. But they were so humble and they were just ordinary people just like us.
When you say ordinary people just like us, so these are people making an impact right there in their own neighborhood.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
What was the biggest thing that your biggest takeaway from this 5 days in India and the 2 days of travel on either side?
Yeah, I think that it was kind of shocking to be there as a young American girl. What do I have to offer? You know, how can I take this back to my home and apply this? I think I've had the mentality that I'm not qualified to start my own church. That sounds crazy. But when you read the Bible and think about the people that God uses throughout the Bible, it's not about being qualified. We are qualified solely because of Jesus, and we have the Holy Spirit in us to guide us. And ultimately, it's not about us having all of the knowledge or being capable, but if we depend on God's word and point people to his word, he will lead people in the right direction. And so that was a big focus of the group of the conferences, that God uses ordinary people. And we just have to step out in faith and trust that he will use us. And if we're depending on him and going to him and allowing him to work through us, then it's not about being qualified. And if anything, the more we're not qualified, the more he's glorified, because it's clear that, well, obviously it's not because Jennifer knew so much or studied the Bible so hard or whatever, but because she has the Holy Spirit in her and God chose to use her, even though she's just this short little young American girl.
You keep saying that, but you know, I would say you just gave the greatest tweetable tweet so far today. It's because we are ordinary that God, oh, what did you say?
She said, because I'm not qualified, he'll be glorified.
That's what she said. That's right. That's right.
I wrote it down.
Good. I tried to remember, but she just, okay. All right. So, Jennifer, your job as customer advocate, patient advocate, how do you see your time just being exposed to a different part of Christianity in a different part of the globe? How do you see that impacting your work as you get back plugged into it today?
Yeah, it's a great question. I think I'm still kind of processing that one. That's something that Hayden and I have been, we want to meet up this weekend and talk through and pray through more what that really looks like and how we can be the church here and be, yeah, just create that community. Because we all long for that community and sometimes just don't quite figure out how to relate that, especially in the workplace, because people tend to think of the workplace as, oh, that's my separate compartment. I'll be myself and be one person at home. But then when I go to the office, I need to have a different face and be composed, and people don't tend to merge the two. So it's kind of a step out of our comfort zone.
But isn't it true, Jennifer January today is different than the Jennifer January that left for India a week ago?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I would say so.
So I imagine that's going to impact your work. So Kim Evans, CEO of the Caris Group, you've got, there's always challenges with people. I mean, you manage people and people have issues. I don't know if you knew that already. You probably figured that out. But how cool is it that you had two of your people go away and you know, regardless of your input into their lives, they just had the Holy Spirit of God feeding into them as they travel across the globe. And so both Hayden and Jennifer come back to serve within the Caris Group, having been impacted by something that you don't really know or understand because you weren't there. Yet they have a different perspective than they had. I mean, they're different people because of the exposure to God in India. How do you see, because a lot of companies that are listening today that are going, I don't know if I could actually let my people go for a whole week. I mean, you paid these guys. They still were getting paid for their job while they left, right?
We paid them, and their team members covered, picked up the slack. Mm. We just came together and said, we need to make sure that, you know, that they go without worry, without even any concern that their patients were going to be okay, that no balls were dropping. So not only, you know, did we pray for them and continue to pray for them while we were gone, her team members stood in the gap.
You know, that is such a great point, because so many times, you know, if you give up an opportunity, you know, have an opportunity to do this, then it's like you have the stress of coming back to all that you left behind. And what a great way for them to partner and just be like, you know, I'm doing this so that this other opportunity. So they're ministering so you can be ministering in a different way.
And then they're going to come back and minister to us because, as you said, they are changed. So God has a message that he is going to communicate to the Caris team through Jennifer and Hayden.
Yes. That's awesome.
Well, and I got to think, I mean, you could have sent them to a leadership conference. You could have sent them to a how to be a great employee conference. But what you did is you put them directly in God's hands and said, okay, God, mold them as you send them across the globe. And when you come back, we can't wait to see how they're going to make us a better company.
That's right. That's right.
You know, Jim, one of the things I'm just thinking here is for our listeners that, you know, this is such a great example because it was two people from the team. It wasn't like they said, oh, we have to send half of our team. You know, we have to do...
Because how many people do you have in your team, Kim?
We have 40 employees.
Okay. Yeah. All right. So, you know, this isn't have to be such a big scale. I mean, going to India is a big scale. I mean, that, don't get me wrong, I'm not diminishing that. But the fact that it can start with a couple of people getting an opportunity for the benefit of the whole organization and really getting behind them. So I just don't want people to think it's like, oh, I could never do that. Well, sure you can. You can send one person to go do something or a small team of two to go do something that can then be shared with the whole organization. Bring everybody together.
Well, and it's so important to understand that when we go on short-term missions, quote-unquote missions trips, which is really what you were on, but the mission, it impacted you, Jennifer January. You know, you impacted other people that you interacted with, but it also impacted you. And that's really what short-term mission trips are all about, Kim. It's not the impact that we make typically where we go. It's the impact that typically is had on us.
It goes both ways.
It does. And as I said, even beyond that, her teammates mm-hmm. will be impacted by that.
And they're all waiting to hear your story. I mean, how many of them were just waiting at the door this morning for you to get in and go, tell us something, tell us something? Mm-hmm. Did you get a chance to debrief them at all this morning?
A little bit. I actually asked my supervisor if I could have a quick meeting with him to kind of recap, because I said, I'm about to go on this radio show and haven't really processed. Can we talk for a few minutes
Good.
And help me process? So we did that for a few minutes, which was helpful.
And the story will continue.
That's right.
Exactly.
Jennifer January and Kim Evans, thanks for sharing your stories today here on I Work For Him.
Mm-hmm. Well, thank you for inviting us.
No, it's great. And we're so grateful. Listen, if you have an organization and you want help with your health care, your solutions, you need to talk to the Sedera Group, Sedera Health, Sedera.com, and the Caris Group, thecarisgroup.com.
That's right.
You've been listening to I Work For Him as we broadcast here from Austin, Texas. Our workplace, it's our mission field, but ultimately, I work for him.
FM 100.3, W262 AG, Jacksonville, WJBT HD3, Callahan, Talk 100.3 FM.
Here's Dan Celia with today's Stewardship Moment.
Remember the parable in Luke's gospel of the unfaithful steward. At the end of that parable, Jesus says this, "Whoever can be trusted with very little can also be trusted with very much. And whoever is dishonest with very little will also be dishonest with very much." So if you have not been trustworthy in handling worldly worth, who will trust you with true riches? I believe the true riches Jesus is speaking about is His mercy, His forgiveness, His peace, and His love. True riches can only be found in good and trustworthy stewardship.
You've just heard a Stewardship Moment with Dan Celia of Financial Issues Ministry, helping you plan, give, and invest wisely. For more information, log on to financialissues.org. That's financialissues.org.
Did you know that YMCA has been America's lead swim instructor for more than 100 years? The YMCA of North Florida will teach your children swimming basics such as water acclimation, movement, and stamina. The Y even offers classes for infants starting at 6 months old. Never worry about your child being around water ever again. Let the Y teach your kids safety around water. Already know how to swim but want to enhance your skills? The YMCA can do that for you too. For more information, visit FirstCoastYMCA.org or call 904-265-1775. We'll be right back.